In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Go on then, you do it if you're so upbeat.
All right, hello, welcome to this episode of Flats and Shanks podcast. I am Tom Shanklin, I'm sat in my home office. You are?
David Flatburn and I'm in bed.
Yep, why?
Mate, it's Easter holidays. There's loads of kids here. We're sleep training a 7 or 8 month old baby, whichever one it is, 7 or 8. We're sleep training her. So in a sense, we finally got our bed back for the first time in 8 months, but we can't put her in a room with the other girls. So she needs to be in a room near our bedroom. So she's in a room near our bedroom, and there is a room next to that, which on a right move floor plan, you would call the drawing room. It's just the upstairs sitting room. I'm not allowed in there in case my voice wakes her up next door. Freya won't let me in there. So this is the only room in our house that I can assure will be kid-free for 45 minutes or so, and where I won't wake any kids up. Because I've got a kid having a nap. So I was up 4 till 5:30 doing sleep training two times. She's having her first nap of the day now. It's 9 o'clock where we are. I've got teenagers still asleep upstairs. Another teenager is about to come down at some point, and we'll walk in here probably.
You're feeding ducks at the park while your mates having all dayers.
Yeah, yeah. I saw Doc yesterday. I saw Jamie Roberts. He lives a couple of streets away from me.
Oh, unlucky.
And
talked about himself.
No, and. Liar. I saw him with his two kids. It was raining, and he was like dressed in what you would wear if you were raining. I was in shorts and a t-shirt and a pair of trainers, and it was cold. It was very cold. People were wearing scarves and waterproofs, right? And he says, "What are you wearing?" I said, "Mate, he had a kid in his arms. His daughter was just like whinging, writhing, you know." And he was just feeding them sweets to keep them quiet, like dads do. And he goes, "Mate, oh," he goes, "yeah, it's fine. She's not having a good day," something like that. And I said, "Mate, I've just had a whole day with a 2.5-year-old who is, my 2.5-year-old is an absolute legend. Like, she is just one of the greatest kids I've ever seen. Like, she's brilliant value. However, yesterday if she was a dog, you'd have put her down or locked her in the garden. Like, you wouldn't have put her down. She was screaming and whinging from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. the whole day. So we had this whole day of it. In the end, we're like, right, we'll go to Lidl. She enjoyed Lidl because they get their own trolleys with a little handle on it. She enjoyed that. By the time we get back to the car, it's pissing with rain, and she decides to sit on the floor in a puddle and then cry about it. And you're like, mate. So we're in the car driving back from Lidl. I still haven't been to the gym. It's about 5:15. I wanted to go at 8. You know, but has never been able to go. I feel too bad leaving my wife with these savages. So she's like, "Why don't you just pull over in town, get out, go to the gym, I'll jump into the driver's seat, drive home, and you just do it. I was like, yep, don't have to ask me twice. Literally pulled it over by the curb, got out of the car and walked. Went to the gym on my own, obviously on my own. Heaven. Leisurely walk back. Bedtime is 6:30 when we go upstairs. I walk back in the door at 6:29.
Bit early for bed, isn't it?
Well, for kids. Well, no, seven. No, they go upstairs. I go to bed at 7.
Go to bed at 10. Upstairs for 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
But, mate, don't worry. I took my 5-year-old ice skating yesterday. And that was a nightmare. Like,
it's awful, isn't it?
I would say he's pretty sporty. Like, he likes fighting. He likes football. He's good at hitting things. Ice skating, everywhere. He was just trying to break the ice with the back of his skates. Couldn't even skate with a penguin. His legs were going everywhere. Then, luckily, was unlucky for someone, but luckily, an older guy, a bit older than me, fell over, hit his nose, and there's blood everywhere, and they wanted to stop then, which helped me out a bit.
Well, you sacrifice one to educate 1,000 / help relieve 1,000, don't you?
Yep. Then took them all to Ghostbusters, the new Ghostbusters, Frozen, something or other. I can't remember what it's called. James Acast is in it.
I love him so much.
Yep. I fell asleep during the middle of it.
Oh, is he the kind of quirky, weird one?
Yeah, he's brilliant. Yep. He's so funny.
What's his name in the thing?
James A. Carter is his name. I don't know what he is. No, I don't know what he is in the new Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And seemed a bit odd in the cinema because I counted 4 babies in the cinema. And it's not often you take babies into the cinema, like young babies as well.
Mm.
And they were making a little bit of noise. It was fine. It didn't really bother me too much. And I saw a few wheelchairs in there as well. Realised I booked like a baby and disabled viewing.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, it was actually perfect because my 5-year-old just wouldn't sit still. Finished his sweets in about 30 seconds and then he was just bounding up and down the stairs. Then my wife tried to pull him out, take him out of the cinema.
Give him a good talking to.
And then he sort of became a dead weight then on the floor. So it's just, that was a nightmare. But,
you know, I had a mate.
Killed the day. We wanted to go to Drayton Manor, but the weather was so bad.
It's too bad, mate. We live in the UK. Yeah. You can't plan nice things. And I spoke to a mate the other day, whose kids basically finished school, moved out. And they both moved out at 18 and went to uni. And he was like, it was a funny day when the second one moved out 2 years apart. We basically took him up to uni and that was it. We came back down and we had a good cry and it was like, right, let's go out to town for dinner and go. We got back to an empty house. He said it was like the day your dog dies, your house is just empty. And he said it was 4 weeks until he gave him some money, 4 weeks until he was asked for money by the first one. The second one lasted less than a week. And I was like, so what are you? He goes, basically, I'm basically paying private school fees is what I do every month. I pay the equivalent of sending a kid to private school at uni. And he's like, mate, tell your kids from the start that uni doesn't count. Isn't necessary. Tell them to get a job. And it's like, have you got like a little flat you rent out or anything? I was like, yeah. He goes, move them in there at 18 and leave them there and make them get a job and pay for it. He's like, because my kids are 23 and 21 and I'm still fucking paying every month. They both live in London. I was like, yeah, do you know what? I don't want to still be, it's not just the money. It's like the obligation. I do want to cut them free at 18 and then just go and see them for Pizza Expresses and at uni and slip them £100. I don't want to be doing here's £9,000 for uni fees. Here's this, here's all these problems. I don't want that. I do want them. I'll hate it when they go, but
yeah, you'll be working like till you're ancient, like Michael Parkinson.
But on the other hand, on Monday, well, last week I was just coming through Bath and I went past Bruce Craig, the owner of Bath Rugby. Now, I know Bruce reasonably well. I played a couple of years and worked a couple of years when he was there, but it's not like he's the CEO and in the office every day with you. So he would dip in and dip out. I always got on well with him and he just said, look, I'm flying back out. He doesn't spend a lot of time in the UK. And flying back out on Tuesday after the Sale games. Bath played Sale on Sunday, which I'm sure we'll talk about at some point. I said, let's have a coffee. Yeah, let's have a coffee. Let's have dinner. And I was like, well, dinner means all night, pissed, all that sort of stuff. And I didn't have an evening. So we met for brekkie on Monday. And it was like, I don't want to give too much personal information away because it's just like, it wouldn't be appropriate. But it's like, everyone knows it's in the papers, he sold his business years ago for a vast amount of money. And I was like, so what sort of work do you do? And he's like, work? Why would I work? I was like, do you invest in businesses? Are you on boards? He's like, why would I work? No, I chill out, mate. I relax. I have a good time. I have fun with family and friends. Like that. That's what I do. And I was talking to another mate about it last night. You always assume that you hear about all these zillionaires who, strike it rich, but make a ton of money and just work and work and work and work. And people like you and I are like, mate, if I made £1 billion, I'd be in the Bahamas on a boat. I wouldn't be anywhere else. But these people don't stop. That's how they got there in the first place. But he stopped. And I was like, I said, mate, just mad respect to you. Well done. Just well done for stopping. You've got a great tan and a lovely shirt.
I bet it was like a nice linen, loose fitting shirt.
Yeah, you look great.
Pair of boat shoes on.
I must say, like, this is, by the by, I don't know him that well, but he was really, I saw Jerry Guskett in the week and I said, oh, I'm meeting Bruce because I know they get on. And he said, mate, he's a really good bloke. He's a good bloke. And I wouldn't have had a meal one-on-one with him, I don't think, for a long time. And he said, he was really good company. It was nice, actually. We didn't talk about rugby that much, which was good.
Probably really unassuming until you look on his wrist and there's a massive timepiece. Sparkling.
Well, he hasn't got... Jamie Roberts has got a better watch than Bruce Craig, mate.
Talking of watches, watches, MD of Breitling, UK, came into the
Gav,
locker room.
Big Gav Murphy.
I think it was after Wales, France. And I said, yeah, come in. Drinks are on me, mate. Milky bars are on me. Have what you want. On me. Enjoy it. Jiffy came in as well. And I could see Jiffy just making a beeline for him. Started going to the bar for him. I was like, oh, that's nice of him.
Getting him for a pint of Guinness.
In my Guinness. Just thought, oh, lovely. Well done, Jiff. Looking after some of the customers. Week after, Wales, Italy. Doing commentary for RTE. Popped in the media room before the game at the Principality Stadium. Saw Jiffy. Needed to put my sunglasses on straight away because what was on his wrist was beaming. It was so bright.
Beaming Willie beaming.
I was like, how did you get one of them? It was my venue. He just gave me a little wink.
Amazing, Jiffy, mate. Gets where water can't get, that bloke. But I did a couple of bits with Gav before around the 2019 World Cup in Japan.
Yeah.
And it's just like, just a really nice bloke. Like, this is not me trying to crawl in. I've known him for a long time, but I got on a flight about a year ago and someone said, all right, Flats. And now and again, you get on a flight from a rugby ground and people recognize you, right? But he had a beard and he had his hat down low, his baseball cap down low. And it took me a sec to realize it was him, but he's a good guy, mate.
I walked over with my Garmin on, rolled up my sleeve and everything, started drinking left-handed. I'm not into watches, though.
Oh, well, you won't want one then, will you?
Can I just withdraw that statement?
I'm not into cars and watches.
How is your kit car going? Have you got to stop because of ADHD?
We need to talk about that.
Let's not. We've done enough. Unless you got something solid.
There's a development, yeah.
All right.
The Land Rover is actually, I spoke to the mechanic yesterday and he was like, look, we've got a long list of parts and I'll run it by you. And I said, mate, you're going to have to order them, aren't you? This conversation ends with you ordering all the parts. And he's like, well, we'll send me today, like pricing up of the next batch of parts they need. And I was like, well, he said, look, I'm going to send it to you so you know what we're spending. And I'm kind of like, he's got to do that and I need to see it. But in a way, I'm like, can you just do it? Because like it was such a good idea at the time.
But your daughter just can't wait to drive it.
I've spent hardly anything on this car so far. However, it is just a chassis on the floor at the moment. That's all I've spent hardly anything because I haven't got everything yet.
It's like Lego for adults, is it?
But it's like, yeah, it is a bit. It is a bit. Like what I keep saying to people is, yeah, I know it'll be a bit painful in the short term, but I'll keep it forever. And Freya's like, when have you ever kept a car forever? I said, that is true. That is true. I don't know how long it will last, but I'm intending to keep it forever at the moment.
Can you talk me through what developments have happened then with your case and just, you know, just keep it really, really sharp?
With my case? I'm not in court.
Well, not yet.
I'm not being accused of having ADHD.
I am.
By an accused. I'm not a defendant.
Sustained. Carry on.
I am now in a position where I can look down on self-diagnosed people with ADHD and shake my head because I had... I forgot to mention it because I've got ADHD. I forgot to mention it on the pod, but I had last week, I had my first of two appointments with a psychiatrist and they did basically ask you tons of questions and whatever. And
what you see here? Boobs. And in this picture, boobs. Yeah. More boobs.
And then I had a second and final appointment yesterday morning and she said, yep. You are, she actually was really clever, like that really bright. And that reassures you a little bit because I've read a couple of things about there being, it being overdiagnosed. And she said there is, in her opinion, there's quite a lot of overdiagnosis, but actually overdiagnosis is only a problem in the sense that, well, it's only really a problem in the sense that if everyone then requires medication, then we need more medication and there sometimes isn't enough immediately for people that need it now, but it doesn't tend to cause huge problems. And she's like, actually, we'd rather have 10% of diagnoses be borderline and unnecessary rather than all the others get missed. So that was quite interesting. But she's like, you are very clear cut. Your ADHD is very clear cut. Now, something happened the week before.
Oh God,
where the lady said,
this can be short.
Well, the lady said at the end, she's like, look, I can't give you a diagnosis. That's for the lady next. That's for my colleague next week. But just so you know, you are going to be diagnosed. You're very clear cut and you're going to be recommended medication or offered it rather. But I would also take the, autism spectrum.
Oh,
autism spectrum disorder, I think is ASD test as well. And I was like, that's a new one. Again, I don't know much about autism, but I spoke to this lady yesterday and she's like, no, that you they basically have to say that you don't need to take that. You don't have that and you're not on that spectrum. What they can do is there's meds and I said, what I'm worried about is being on TV or being on stage in front of lots of people and being kind of dulled by the medication, like, no recall, no, you know, if I want to, normally I'd crack a joke that I think's funny and don't know if anyone else does, but it's not there and it's just slow and
quite a lot like me.
like you. Like I don't want to feel punch drunk you know, when I'm at work. And she said, yeah, and my advice would be you must not take this medication when, you know, you have to be inverted commas your usual self.
Maybe but, Fatman.
Yeah. But on the days where you need to prep and need to do things and on the days where your wife says, right, we've got so much stuff to sort out, we've got to do it. She's like, those are the days, maybe on a Monday or a Tuesday, you could take one of these pills and we'll give you one pill that gives you basically a whole morning or a whole afternoon of, it just stops the internal chat and the distraction.
Yeah.
Or we've got a slower release one that will give you 12 hours. But she's like, she said it really, really works, but I would strongly advise you not to take it when you're on television. And so I'll get the medication and see how it works and I will try it on days off.
Stop from wandering then, from overthinking and just be able to do the task.
Yeah, and she said if you get the balance right of the meds, it really works. But here's the thing, they give you the meds and then you report back how it works, then they often alter it and they have to get it takes a while to get it right. So it's not just a painkiller, it takes a while to get the concoction right, as it were. But she's like, the problem is a lot of people with ADHD don't get back to you and they don't reply and they don't monitor how it is. And it's like, no, she goes, please, can you get your wife involved? Because she can update us once a week if you take these meds and then we can adjust it. And whatever. But we don't need to talk about ADHD every time we come on the pod, but I am now officially diagnosed, as I was quite confident I would be. It would have been much funnier if she'd said you haven't got it, and I could have told you that.
I was hoping, I was hoping it's going to be a bloke psychologist, and he got a bit of ratty jizz on his shoe, like an Afterlife.
I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen Afterlife?
Not the last one. I haven't seen the last series yet.
Oh, you know the psychologist in there, Dennis Pennis.
Oh my God, he is. That is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
He's one of the best characters ever,
ever, ever, ever. And
see that? He's his jizz in my shoe.
Come in doing a dolphin. He is absolutely hilarious.
Doing the luge all night.
Doing the luge. That's it. That's it. Not doing the dolphin. Doing the luge. That is hilarious. And the outtakes for all the nicknames in that show at the bar are Chipmum, Harold Chipmum.
Yeah.
They are instantly funnier. But if you think about just one character, that psychologist, Dennis Pennis, whatever his real name is genius.
He's amazing. He's amazing. It's my favorite scene, always is. Whenever
it's
he's
amazing.
Involved.
But let me ask you this, Tommy.
Uh-huh.
And I'll give you a second. Name me two better TV characters you've seen than Bren in Kin, Series 2. Played
really
by Francis McGee.
Chip Rossetti from Boardwalk Empire. Wow. He was a real bad baddie.
Okay.
That's quite niche, though. Not everyone will remember that. Yeah, no, mate, I can't think of one because I've now completed two series of Kin, and I think it might be up there with one of the best things I've ever watched. It's up there with, Narcos. I really enjoyed Narcos Mexico, but Kin is a bit shorter, a bit punchier, and it's
more relatable because it's down the road.
It's Irish made, isn't it? You know, so it's European made, and I loved it so much. I thought everything was perfect. I thought the casting was great, the storyline was amazing, the ending of series one and series two was fantastic. The characters all were amazing. So make sure you get into it and watch it, listeners, because it's one of the best things I've ever watched.
Big problems in our house because I watched it without my wife.
Ooh.
Do you know why I did that?
Going through one of those periods again, are you?
Big time. And it's getting worse. And
it'll be long to you in a flat on your own. So it starts.
She did say yesterday, do that again, I'm going to terminate our marriage, because I watched something else without her, which I'll tell you about in a sec. But as we've said before, she goes to bed about 15 minutes after the kids. I mean, she doesn't, but she goes to bed at 9, and it's like, I'm just not doing that because I'm a grown up. So I need something to watch on my own. But the first series of Kin, the actual, the thumbnail, the picture, when you go on, you hit the Sky remote and you press home and it's recommended for you, it's a recommended series. Kin, the picture was all the actors standing there looking moody, and it just, that's just a crap picture. I was like, that is not a good series. It's just posed. I think it's a crap thumbnail. So I look at that and think, this just looks like a run-of-the-mill TV series. But
first taste is with your eyes. That's why.
Hey?
First taste is with your eyes. That's why.
Yeah, correct. So I was just like, this doesn't look that good. So I watched this, and then I was like, oh God, I'm going to get in trouble when she finds out it's amazing. So I love Kin. Someone on Instagram, I forget who, told me last week that Kin, I thought it was just because they're all related. Actually, it's this guy said it was to do with the Kinahan cartel, who are this, I don't know if you know about Daniel Kinahan and the cartel, this Irish supposed massive international crime organization from Dublin. Their international arrest warrants and all that sort of stuff, assets frozen, big into boxing, arranged big boxing. Anyway, so Kin being a play on Kinahan. I didn't know that, but then this guy recommended I watched Celtic Cartel on, which
down.
Is about the Kinahan cartel, Celtic Cartel on Netflix, I think it was. So I've nearly finished that. That's good. It's good. It's really interesting if you like that sort of stuff.
Snowfall is good.
What's that now?
Similar to, I suppose, what is quite common at the moment on drugs. And cartels.
Oh,
and gangs.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah.
And this is Yeah, where is it now? Is it LA, California? I can't quite remember. But it's about the importation of crack cocaine into America during the 80s and the CIA's involvement in managing wars and guerrilla warfare and everything going on. It's quite complicated, but very good. Snowfall.
Okay, Snowfall, look at that.
I've started The Gentleman.
Yeah, same here.
I think one episode or two episodes in. I really enjoy it. It's quirky. It's Guy Ritchie. I like anything by Guy Ritchie.
Is it a bit silly?
Not at the moment. They're all a bit silly in a way, really. So I'm quite enjoying it, though.
Yeah. I'll carry on with it at some point. But I found 24 Hours in Police Custody is one of the great TV shows. Uh-huh. And the Met have done one now. So everyone's copying it. There was one called The Detectives. There was one. And now there's the
Catch
Met.
A Copper. That's good.
Yeah. And The Met is good. I'm 5 episodes out of 6 done already.
Okay. Is that recent, again, The Met? The Met. What channel is it on? Do you remember?
I think it's iPlayer.
Okay.
That's caused marital problems.
Issues everywhere at the moment.
We watched 20 minutes of it. She went to bed and I said, you know what? I'm finishing it.
I'm going to Ireland this weekend just for the day. So I'll download that, watch on the plane and the airport.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good. And we started watching last night again. This is like if I said to you, hey, mate, we should run a marathon. You'd laugh me off. Walking the dog yesterday and my wife said, we should watch a film tonight. I said, as if. You can't watch a whole film. So anyway, we've still got an hour of it left, but we started watching Society in the Snow.
I've heard about the
Uruguayan rugby team. There was a film called Alive, wasn't there?
Yeah, I've watched it.
Yeah, I don't remember it. I don't know if I've watched it, but
I've also read the book.
We're an hour. Oh, great. Okay. We're an hour in, and it really is very, very good. I mean, it's harrowing, but it's very, very good.
I've read the book and I've watched the film Alive, so it sort of ruins it a little bit for me because I basically know what's happened.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know whether I can put myself
through
it.
I bet you'd appreciate this film because it's very, very good.
We're not a cannibal, mate.
Are you not?
Not anymore. Talking of food.
Oh, God, food.
Yeah, I got some.
I got so much going on. You go first.
Okay, I got some Field and Flower ribeyes tonight, which I'm cooking. Okay, so I've got a little marinade I made up with some garlic granules, onion powder, salt, pepper. Just marinating with that. I've also made a butter. So
wow.
there's a Instagram account called Cooking Over the Fire, I think it is. And this butter's got garlic, chili flakes. It's got some chives in it. Salt, and I'm gonna use that to cook it, and then I've put it back in the refrigerator so it's hard, and then I'll sort of do a little cube and then put it on the steaks when they're cooked so it just sort of drizzles.
You get
over.
Butter, melt it down, add the bits, reset it.
Not melt it down, you could just, but when it becomes soft, and then cut a little sort of circle off and put it over the steaks when they're cooked. It's just so it drizzles, a little extra marinade. Then I'll use the rest of the butter in a pan with a little bit of white wine and some hot sauce. I've got like a sriracha sauce, and I've got a kilogram of king prawns I'll use in the pan to cook after.
Wow.
Mm.
That's some meal.
Yeah, that's my dinner tonight. I don't know what everyone else is having.
Yeah. Well.
That's what I'll be eating.
I last night, I tell you what I had. I had monkfish tails with cannellini beans and chorizo and creamed garlic mushrooms, which is a 15-minute meal start to finish. Timed it.
Yeah.
Took me 15 minutes dead on. That was amazing. And tonight, but before I went to bed last night, just before 11, I had the Kamado Joe going from the afternoon to get it steady at a low temp, 100, 110. I put a beef brisket from Meat Matters, a massive beef brisket in last night. So it went overnight. I checked it this morning. The temp had dropped to about 90, but that's all right. I've opened up the vents a bit and I'll take it off about 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon. Ooh. I've also got all the fat, the excess fat I trimmed off the brisket. I put in a pan, a cast iron pan, a copper pan in the Kamado Joe. So that is rendering down as well. So that will be juice. That'll be my fat, basically. So I can drizzle that over. That'll be beef tallow by the end.
Bring that, will you? Plug up your arteries when it cools.
And I'm going to make campfire beans, which are great. And I'm going to do some sliced brisket with coleslaw and barbecue sauce in brioche buns. And I'm also doing, about lunchtime, I'm going to put on a pork shoulder. I've got people coming over. I'm going to put on a pork shoulder, which I'll do with apricot. Traeger, as in the grills, do an apricot barbecue sauce, which is the best.
Okay.
So I'll get the apricot barbecue sauce on that. Do a pulled pork with coleslaw, again, in buns and barbecue sauce. And I'm also doing a large sirloin joint from Meat Matters as well. From Field and Flour, actually. Which one is it? No, the Field. Yeah, Field and Flour is the sirloin. So I'm doing all three of those. But there's a lot of people coming, and we will have some left. But there's a lot of food happening today, Tommy.
Yeah, I forgot to mention I'll be doing the steaks and prawns in a skillet, cast iron.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, this is great stuff, mate.
Yeah. Before we actually touch on any rugby, because this
we need a break.
No, we also need a break, but
yeah,
we have to mention last chance really to register for Lions Tour next year. Which we're hoping to do. We just need to confirm numbers. So it is a bit punchy price-wise, but we're doing punchy things when we're over there. We're flying
it'd be a great trip.
Direct from London to Perth. So we're getting the flight over and done with. No one really wants to stop for too long. Just dig in, direct to Perth, couple of days in Perth, then over to Melbourne, then over to Sydney. So we need to know numbers. So if you're listening and you fancy coming on the Lions Tour with Flats and Shanks, it's official. We're official partners of Lions Travel. Oh. Get in contact either on Twitter or X, I should call it. Do you still call it Twitter? Or do you, are you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Instagram, or
DM us, whatever you want. Let us know, and we'll let you know costs. But it's a little bit expensive, but it is Australia, and we are going to Vineyards. We are doing our own entertainment. We are doing our own dinners with our own talent coming in. So it will be
it'll great. Be great. If anyone wants to come, it'll be great. And
it's not going to be too big. It's going to be around 60, 70 people, so intimate.
And I think maybe I'd rather do fewer than that, maybe. But anyway,
and I promise you, Flats won't just ignore you. He'll have a chat with everyone, and then we'll have to clap him out by about 9 p.m. because he'll be tired and have to go to bed.
My batteries run low because of my ADHD, don't they?
Exactly.
But yeah, come along if you fancy it, or at least inquire, and we can tell you about it. But it will be a very relaxed trip, lovely hotels, nice restaurants, none of this, like, you know, tons of logistics and Barmy Army type stuff, which does sound fun.
We'd be doing that match day.
Test, we will go into the Lions Den and we'll all have a sing song and we'll get sloshed, and it'll be great if you want to do that. But otherwise, there'll be an option to, you know, pretty much every day. Look, do what you want all day. We're going to pop to this vineyard. We're going to go fishing, but we're all going to meet at 7 for dinner. But you don't have to come to any of it, or you can come to all of it. It'll be very, very relaxed, and it'll be done well. So, inquire if you want to. Right, let's have a break, Tommy.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
David, let's bosh through the rugby chat. We have to legally put a little bit of rugby chat in. We don't, but there are some rugby noises out there. What do you want to talk about, mate? Go on. This is you. This is your window.
The Prem was absolutely fantastic this weekend.
It's the best league, is it? Premiership going. 10 teams, ring-fenced.
Northampton flying top of the league. Met Bristol. Bristol put 50 on them on Friday night. Bristol sitting down, I think, in ninth at the start of the week, eighth at the start of the weekend. So down the bottom there, and they put 50 on the league leaders. Runaway, ouch. Not runaway, but clear league leaders. They were fantastic. Ibatoi scored the try that took them past 50. The things Northampton's set piece and defence has just improved out of sight, and it didn't function on Friday night.
Why? Why, David? Were they lacking some of their frontline players, or was it just confidence? What happened?
I think we'll soon see. So every team, like I remember Sarri's conceding 60 to Wasps at home and winning the league. So, yeah. And that can happen to any team, especially after
they lost
break.
Exeter first game of the season, didn't they? Heavily.
Yeah. So you've got that can happen to any team. You've got teams coming back from a long break in different form. So no one quite knew how the teams would come back. And as one of the DORs said, I can't remember who it was, said, "How have you fared during the break?" And he said, "We don't know. Soon find out. We think we've done what's right." But Bristol were irresistible. Their attack was great. Northampton, actually, Ollie Slighthome played well, combined well with Finn Smith, scored a couple of good tries. But actually, Northampton blown away. And then Gloucester sitting in ninth, out of touch of the top four. They beat Leicester, who are absolutely gunning for the top four in the last minute. Fantastic game at Mattioli Woods, Welford Road. Really enjoyed that. Went down to the wire. Zach Mercer was sensational is the wrong word. He was the best player on the field by a long way, to the point where had Leicester won, you really want to give player of the match to a winning player, as you know, that would have been awkward because there was no one to touch him. He's involved in everything. He doesn't stop. He's creative. He's quick. Line break after line break against one of the best defences in the league, or the best defence in the league, maybe.
Who are you picking at eight, Ben Earl or Zach Mercer?
Ben Earl can do what he wants, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would have Zach Mercer, I think, realistically on the bench behind Ben Earl.
It's also a line-out option, isn't he, Mercer?
Yeah, and if you've got Chesham at six, that's a great. So you need, then you talk about, well, you put Ben Earl to seven, yeah, but then you've got to drop Underhill, and then you've got Curry coming back at some point, and it's easy to say stick him in, but for me, he should be in that match day 23 every time. He offers something different. He's a brilliant player. What a player.
Yeah. Okay.
Then
Bath. You were at Bath, weren't you?
Bath game was mega. I was at Tottenham actually first on Saturday for Sarri's Quins.
Well, you've been a busy boy then, haven't you?
Well, I was only meant to do Friday, Saturday, and then someone got ill, so I got called in on the Sunday to do Bath. But Sarri's, that is the best performance by any team this season by a margin. They blew Quins away. Quins, so many good players. It just absolutely smashed to pieces everywhere. Could have been more. Saracens electric. Theo Dan was player of the match. Only he went off at 50, 55 minutes for Jamie George, so he couldn't really give it to him. So Elliot Daly got it worthy, because every time he touched the ball or had to defend, he looked top class.
He gets a bit of a hard time now and again. Like I see on X, but I still think he's very intelligent as a player. He's very clever. You can't just have finishers. You can't just have direct runners, aggressive players. You need someone with a bit of brains over there, you know, in your team that understands one, how to play the game, how to attack properly, not just hit lines, but give yourself a bit of time. And you need a level of quite high intelligence in back lines, and he provides that. I think he's a class player.
He was just, I mean, I've been wondering like about him playing for England. Not, I mean, he's clearly good enough to play for England, but has he been starring? Has he been on top form? Has the game plan suited him? I watched him on Saturday and thought, I realise it's a level below, but it's just like, goodness me. Like yeah. Somebody made the shout to me, just rewinding a sec. Somebody made the shout to me. We're talking about Zach Mercer. I was sitting chatting with Miles Harrison, who knows, I mean, he's not there to give opinions on air, right? He's a lead con, but he knows a lot about the game. And
oh, yeah.
He said to me, a great shout for the British and Irish Lions tour would be Zach Mercer. I said, that is a great shout.
Yep.
Out in Oz, whether he's playing for England or not. So, yeah, but to that game was incredible. Chiefs had to work hard to beat Newcastle's bonus point in the first half, second half, not worth writing home about. But then Bath against Sale on Sunday was, you know, I think Craig Doyle summed it up best. He said, we're at one of the great grounds. The weather's perfect. The sun's shining. It's dry. You've got two really good teams going at it. 24 all at one point. Both attacking brilliantly and just steaming into each other. Packed house. You know, and they say the Prem's in trouble. Like this weekend was just another mega one to start the run in.
Yeah.
Bath were fantastic. I mean, they could definitely have lost that game in seasons past. Sale were good. Bath just took it up a level in the last 15, 20 minutes. Took it up a level. They were brilliant.
A lot easier for you to go through the teams now. There's only five games, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, done.
Yeah.
Yeah, done. But another epic weekend for the Prem. And
yep.
Great tries, great attack, some massive hits, some brutal set piece work. Just, you know, I get a kick out of watching Elliot Daly. I get a kick out of Theo Dan. Theo Dan is just like, I said on air on Saturday on ITV, I said, wow, the first time he played, who's this kid? And I'm still saying, wow, like he is special. He is
every time you
special.
Mention him, I think he's like a sensei in a karate school or something.
Theo Dan.
I'll have to mention something on the URC, mate. Scarlets won, which is big. They've only won two games this season, both against Cardiff. They beat Benetton, who are a decent outfit in the URC.
Yeah, very good.
Last minute try by Edwin Swart, South African, came on. Driving line out, last chance, losing by 4 points, clock in 80, got over, did it. Loads of possession, but didn't really look like scoring. But massive for Scarlets, massive for Dwayne Peel, who's been under a bit of pressure, getting a bit of stick, getting a bit of flack. So it was really nice to see them win. I covered the game and it was great atmosphere thereafter.
Was it?
Crowd loved it. And at one stage you thought, oh, it's never going to happen. Steph Evans gets held up over the line, loses the ball. And you think, right, that's it now. Chance is gone. But it wasn't a great performance by them, but they did enough to win against Benetton, who are a decent outfit. They didn't have all of their Italian players back, but they have got a lot of strength and depth. And Marco Bortolani has transformed that team now.
That's great. And how's Steph Evans doing? Because Steph Evans was the next big thing, wasn't he, at one point?
Well, he got compared to Shane Williams, but anyone sort of small and good on their feet used to.
Yeah.
People stop doing that now. He's in and out of the squad a fair bit. Doesn't always start, but looked quite lively when he got on. Always got a good haircut. That's what I like about him.
Yeah, okay.
Looks like, always think he looks like, I can't remember his name, the kid out of Free Willy.
Never seen it.
You haven't seen Free Willy?
No. There must be a porn version of that.
Ryan's Privates. Foreskin Gump. Yeah. There'll be something in there. But obviously, I'm doing the URC show tonight, which is Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Dwayne Peel's coming on. So
how are the Ospreys getting on?
If you listen to this today, tune in. They lost at weekend to Munster.
Home or away?
Could have got at home. Could have got a second losing bonus point. But Alex Cuthbert pulled his hamstring about 10 metres before line when he was in. But Munster sort of come good towards the end of the season, like they did last year. That's why they're champions. Tom Ahern, RG Snyman, absolutely massive. Hodnett was really good in the back row as well. Two intercepts by Sean O'Brien sort of killed all the Ospreys' confidence of throwing the ball wide. Set to go quite short then into Munster power. Nicky Smith looked good in the scrum, but had to go off with his ribs. He's leaving for Leicester, which is a shame.
Leicester, yeah.
Yeah, there's a few players which are leaving. Just hope, I know this happened a couple of weeks ago, but I just hope George North is all right with his Achilles because he's meant to go to France. Hope he still can.
Big injury, that.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, mate, you went for a wee halfway through the pod. People won't know that, but during the break you went for about 5 minutes. I now need a wee. So can we call
I went for a wee. I know you've got to go, but I went for a wee and I walked in and jumped into the bathroom because there's a toddler, my toddler, just sitting there. She's just sitting there with the cupboard open, taking out loads of stuff.
Like a spider.
In the cupboard. I walked in and she said, "Hi, Dada. What on earth are you doing up here?
Leave those pills alone. Leave those blue diamonds alone. They're daddy's. He needs them. And his oysters." Nice to see you, Blatz, at Lawrence Delalio. Delalio Works Foundation.
Yeah, it was good. Delalio Rugby Works is good. Yeah, it was a nice day there. Nice day, raised some money.
I need you to do me a video before we go for a charity dinner in Hong Kong. All right? You're big out there. So I'll give you a text in a bit. We've got to do one. Okay. Martin Murray's asked me from Swire.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
So we have to do it. And I keep forgetting. So Martin, we're going to do it. He probably doesn't even listen to this, but someone will tell him. We've got to do a video. Okay.
Anything from
they've asked me to do it as well, but I think ultimately they just want you. Okay.
You want a bit of sex appeal, yeah. Okay, mate.
Bye-bye.
Bye all.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.